The final 9 games of the preseason were played, and we're now about 10 days away from the first lockout of the year. Although we're a little worse for wear from the Gold Coast Draft Camp, it is all systems go for a very important episode of the official AFL Fantasy Podcast.
G'day, with the traders. I'm Roy. I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie,
coach of the Warn Dogs,
and Calvin,
coach Governator.
Boys, JLT is done. We've got just about all the stats and numbers that we're going to get leading into the official first bounce of the season. How are we feeling?
Sort of question is that?
Not good.
Well, it's a bit loaded. Well, we all feel like
from
crap,
the weekend. We did have a very big weekend. More on that later with the legends from the Ultimate Bragging Rights League. But
how are you feeling about your teams?
Well, I need to spend a little bit of time this week on it. I think just to tick a few boxes of some things. I think you guys have been tinkering away a little bit.
Yeah, I've done some tinkering. I'm pretty happy at the moment. Just obviously. There's always going to be a bit dictated to us by rookie selections. Yep. However, I'm pretty happy with structure. Cal?
I like that over the next week and a half, clubs will come out and tell us who's going to start to debut before teams are dropped on that Thursday night.
Right.
So
what we need to do,
we'll get a few sneak peeks, I think.
Need to make the call now
that
we do not pick a rookie that is just named out of nowhere. There's always a heap in this round one out of the blue. If we don't already know who they are,
and that's it, and that's
we don't do it.
And that's for those first time players. That's the Relton Roberts rule.
Yeah,
right. Because old mate Relton Roberts was named round one on a Thursday night, and we were like, "Who's this bloke? Geez, get him in!"
And was eating a hamburger at halftime.
That was it.
That was the end.
It's the Relton Roberts rule. Dog, trust your eyes.
Stay strong. Well, let's look at our eyes. We try to catch as much as we could of the games over the weekend. It started last Wednesday. It feels like about the time we did our podcast. But North Melbourne and Richmond was the first game up. And, Cal, you're not a big fan of the Tigers, but surely Nank impressed you.
I'm salty.
You are.
He had 21 touches for 108. Look, I did say that he's not classic relevant. I just don't think. I don't think there's enough meat on the bone for a worthy selection.
Solo ruck. No one's going to be anywhere near him, are they?
Yeah, but I think
he's going to have the swag of coming off a premiership.
He's young.
Yeah, I think he'll
heaps of upside about
him. He'll be a little bit better than what he was last year. Not enough to warrant selection. Now, that's me being a salty Crows supporter.
Well, what about Caddy? Does he excite you?
Caddy, no, he doesn't. He only had 88, which is okay, but he hadn't needed 2 goals in that. Now, Lambert's an interesting one. 107, another big game from him, but he needed 4 goals.
He had some good numbers.
Some people were asking me about Short. He had 109. Surely he's worthy selection. He had 10 marks, 25 touches. He's not. Got to remember, they're playing North Melbourne. They played North Melbourne.
Okay. Surely Dusty then excites you.
61 points. If you are a Dusty owner, do not be deterred by what he did.
No.
After the first JLT, he was awesome.
If you watch that, he was in pig swanny mode. Just lazy.
Not caring about the
preseason. He had an open shot at goal and handballed it to a guy next to him who wasn't even expecting it.
That's not happening again.
Do you think Swanee then actually got in his ear? He saw him in that first preseason game and said, "You tried too hard in that, mate."
Yep, 100%. One that impressed me, Goldie. 65 points in basically a half. So 42% of the game where he played.
What are we thinking about
then
that
he
rough,
sat,
though? Yeah, then they played Bruce.
He sat down and did not do a thing. If Goldie's doing this, they don't need Bruce. They don't need the extra support.
But I think they might be half a chance to play both of them. I think they know what they're doing.
No, they
don't. That might be round one, it's only Goldie name, but then round two, let's get Bruce
I've
in.
I've heard quotes.
There's too much
depending on
risk.
Matchups and all this.
I don't want to do it in draft, even if he does become a steal. It's just,
It'd have to be late to be a steal.
Yeah. LDU?
Yes.
He finds a lot of the ball.
He does. That's a good thing about
16
it.
16 touches, but he only got 44. He's just not filling up your other lines.
I'm really torn with this because I love just backing in a guy that gets his hands on it.
Yep.
But when it's not even equating to a 50.
Surely that comes next
up. Now, to be paying that cash, that's a lot.
That's it.
It is,
I think we can do better for the money.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Pre-season specialist, Sean Higgins, Roy.
Bit of respect.
I know you love snapping him up late in the draft.
Wait, to who?
119. Here's one for you. Ryan Clark, dog. This is a guy that you were on at the start.
Yeah.
76 from him. Have you crossed him off yet?
He's not on my list now. He's on my extended list, but he's not in my team.
Right. Okay, and of course, Mitch Hibbard, we were hoping that he would actually start to do something. 38, limited game time.
No.
You cross him off as well?
Yep, go on.
Just captain's hat on. Are we going to be worried about Ben Jacobs this year?
Yes, 100%.
He's going to be playing every
game. Now, they reckoned in this game, I heard the commentator saying he was tagging. He wasn't tagging.
Yeah.
But every stoppage, he would go and stand next to Dustin or he'd stand next to Koch.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And then off they went and he went his other way. He didn't really care. But he will be...
Yeah.
He will be old school, nutting out some really tough tags this year.
Okay, all right, Melbourne and St Kilda, let's get into that. First off the bat, Max Gawn is a lock. 43 hitouts, had 118. If you don't have him in your side...
You're not taking it serious.
Well, just start. Clear team, start again, put him in there first. Bailey Fritch, I think that we definitely will be seeing him round one. He kicked a goal, 51 from his 64% time on ground. The nice thing about that, sort of 12 disposals and three tackles in that. He's just going to pay that.
I'm very confident with him, yep.
Yep, feeling pretty good. Clayton Oliver, he's going to be a pig. In the future, 83 from 77% game time. Yep. Now, a couple of mid-price names that we have been floating around this preseason. Old Brayshaw, he had 89, two goals in that. And Petraka had 86. He kicked the first goal of the game. They both got a bit of mid-type. Petraka a bit more. 15 contested possessions he had. So, sort of, he was around the ball a fair bit and working hard for it. So, not totally sold on them yet.
No, but that's enough, isn't
that
it?
That is
if
enough.
They're in their, if they're in your team at the moment, they've done that, you'd be pretty happy to leave them, I reckon.
You would. Now, Hibbo was a bit of second gear type stuff for him, but 67 from 89%. Yep. He didn't sort of have the junk sort of stuff that he normally would.
Now,
20 touches.
A Hibbo owner at the moment. Dog, are you on board?
Yes, he is in my side.
Right, so I'm a Hibbo owner, and not many marks in that game.
No.
You know, and that's later on in the season when the real thing starts.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be looking after the ball a little bit more than the gung-ho JLT sort of style. So, 67 from him, 20 touches is what I wanted to see. 8 marks will come round one.
All right, couple there from the Saints. Jack Stephen, now he hurt his ankle after dominating.
Yep.
He was probably going to have the most dominant JLT game.
Seen him do that before.
He's half a game.
He did that last year at this time.
48% had 90 points from that.
Have mercy.
What I did love, though, is that the coach called him out, called him a drama queen.
No.
For going down, you know, ankle injury.
He's not alone this weekend.
No, there's a few drama queens out there, Roy.
We'll get to danger later.
Warning. I wasn't talking about him.
It's talking about Josh Green. Keep going. Geez, you're a bully.
Far out. Poor old Danger.
He's just been banging on about him.
He ripped his hamstring off the bone dog.
You said you're actually going to drop him out of the first round of your draft this week. Okay. Shane Savage. Now, he had 110. Is he half an option?
Yes.
27 disposals, 6 marks, 4 tackles. He had 82 in JLT1. So that 82 and 110, definitely a draft sleeper.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, well done. You read our kit, did you?
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh.
That was in there.
You're already on that.
Yes.
So, well done, Destroy.
So good on you for mentioning him, dog, because we're not JLT jumping on here.
No.
We've already flagged him.
So
he's backed it up, hasn't he?
Do you half consider it for classic? Like,
I don't have the guts to do it.
No.
No.
But, yes.
All right. We were waiting to see what happens with Billings. He came back in. After that hamstring sort of scare, or can't be too much of an injury because he only sort of missed a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he didn't cry as much as some do.
82 Josh from 76% game time. Just pick him. If he was in your calculations before that hamstring injury, put him in your side again.
Geez, I'm glad he played.
24 touches with that.
He would have been a massive concern bringing a guy like that.
Oh, yeah.
Without a game under
him. He's still in and out for me.
Really?
Oh, really?
But remember why we were so high on him. His
last
finished
month.
The year so well. And and with the forward line, we don't have a lot of guys that we're really certain on. And he would be someone we're certain on, I feel
like. You can say that he's guaranteed to be a top 6 forward.
Yep.
So I think that's a fair comment.
If you're not going to start with him, you're going to have to get him at some point.
And he potentially goes 95-plus.
Like, I think
right from the get-go kind of thing.
But, Warren, you don't have Heaney, do you?
No.
So you've picked Billings over Heaney?
Right.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah? Is that all right?
That's fine. You can do that if you want.
Okay. now, we're looking at Nick Caulfield.
Coffee.
or Cofield. I'm not sure which way to say that. We'll always mix this up.
Fields.
I'm sure the commentators are getting it all wrong all the time. Anyway, yep. 60 points. He had 17 disposals, 4 marks. Do you know he led the Saints for disposals in defensive 50?
Yep, lock.
Lock.
Yep, lock him in. Pay that extra coin for him, which we're going to need to across all our rookies, but that's what we've got. People were questioning Armitage last week. Nah, cross him off. It's too slow. Too slow.
No, it's so harsh, but I said that after that, watching that first game where he scored all right, but he just didn't look up to it.
Sydney and GWS happened on Friday night. We caught bits and pieces of this, and the thing that got your eyes very excited, Roy, you love a bit of DPP action.
I do, and Whitfield looks set to get it, doesn't he? Like, he's coming off that halfback flank again, pretty much playing loose back there. 29 touches, 8 marks, and I don't think that's going to be an uncommon indication of his line each week. 121 he scored. Gosh, why can't he average over 110 playing this role?
That's it, though, isn't it? It's that really friendly role that we've seen.
Yeah.
It's like Blakely of last year.
And he's built for it.
He is. Yeah. And they love it in his hands.
As far as, like, getting tagged, he's still, you've got a team with Shiel and Kelly running around. Probably get a bit of forward attention, but still.
But he's at 97, so he averaged 97 last year. Up. Yeah, you're paying for it, and you're paying for what potentially is a small gamble.
Yeah, it is a little gamble, but I do like it. Kelly and Canelio both did their job with 88 and 86. Tiziani, AC injury on 16. So he was in calculation for a bench spot.
Well, and that Langdon now probably moves up the order a bit more chance to have that.
I think so.
He had 49 from 75 as well, Langdon. So he's in the mix. Yep. Definitely.
Still. Yeah, so he's in the mix. Speaking of cheapies in the mix, Finlayson, he did his 43 from 83% game time.
Yep.
That's not impressive, but I think he's good enough for D7 or 8 at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, agree.
Yep, okay. Well, good, we're on the same page there. Good. Parker was in beast mode now.
Oh, my gosh.
This tells me that he can go back to 110, and he's doing it this year. The way he looked was reminiscent of that year when he just looked bigger and stronger, faster than everyone else. 11 marks, 2 goals. It was very easy for him out there.
132.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's, got to remember that his pre-season last year was non-existent. And if you have a look at his numbers and how he started the season, that was his pre-season.
Yeah.
This year, he's obviously had a full pre-season, coming out being beast mode Parker. And, he can go back to 110.
Yeah. Draft slider here with potentially some DPP coming your way. Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Newman.
So, Newman, 12 marks, 129, starting back there, but covering a lot of ground as he does. So, he's one to watch. You'd pick him up late, and you might have a, you know, top six backman there for you. Buddy was big again.
What?
Yep.
I'm surprised he played both JLTs.
He was going to play alone none.
Play them and dominated. So,
and he played that pracky match.
Yep.
How good did he look out there?
Yeah.
He just looks really switched on.
And here we are saying there's no forwards to pick.
Yeah, I know. Very safe with what you got. 44 games the last 2 years. He's pretty durable.
I tell you what.
He only kicked 2 goals and he turned up.
His ownership is high. 1 in every 4 teams.
Oh, really?
Buddy. Yeah, 1 in every 4.
Now, we are talking about paying up for rookies. You might pay even a little bit more and get Robbie Fox if he is in that team. He's had 2 great JLTs.
So, job security is an issue. They have a lot of big names out that walk straight into this side. So, that is something you're going to have to monitor. And, well, gosh, even security with someone like Hannes, who won't be named but coming straight back in as soon as he's ready. So there's those issues, but he's just about. I probably have more faith in him scoring you a 70
100%
than any of the other rookies we've got in the mix.
See, I think he even had it was 80-plus last week.
Yeah.
75 this week.
Yeah. And it's now, what about the ruck situation? We've got Sinclair who's injured. Maybe back very shortly, though. This is what Horse had to say about Darcy Cameron. Hey. 28 from his 63% game time and what the Swans might be looking at in their ruck lineup.
Well, look, he can play. He can play at times, and I'm sure if needed, he'll be able to play. I mean, that's relative. That's why we recruited him. So he's been improving all the time. But, you know, Sinclair's played a lot of good footy for us as well. So, and we're confident he can do a job for us.
That pretty much tells me that he's not playing straight up.
No. It always tells the truth.
And it also tells me maybe some of those little bits and pieces that they'll go with Sinclair as a sole ruck and maybe have, like, Towers chopping out, that sort of thing, rather than playing Cameron in there as well.
Yeah.
That's what it's sort of saying.
He sounds like he's right for our bench, though. We'll just leave him there. He'll play a game or two.
Might get the odd one.
Yeah.
Over the bye round, maybe.
Mm.
All right. Cow, Collingwood and the Bulldogs was the first game on the Saturday afternoon. Oh, mate, Grundy.
I'm still worried.
You are worried? Well, yeah. He's not suspended. He's been fined for that hit because we all thought, oh, geez, he might be missing round one anyway. But no, he's all good. But you're concerned about it, even though he had an 89.
Yeah, so we had a chat with old Nick Maxwell last week. Yep, we'll pick it up. He reckons that it's not a big concern, this Cox and Grundy thing. So Cox still had 19 hit-outs, Grundy 37.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. There's a lot of points there and a lot of midfield time.
There is.
That is going down the drain. And so Grundy still got his 89, but it's still concerning. And we've been talking about this forever.
Yeah.
Maxie doesn't think it's a thing, but it is.
Yeah,
Nick, it is a thing. He also talked about, of course, well, one of the biggest locks from the weekend was, of course, old mate Murray Warndog. Mm. So Maxie said he's playing for his spot. He needs to get the job done. 9 uncontested marks for 93 points.
It was a solid performance. And he's probably... Yeah, like we've been pretty hard on Sam. We deliberately didn't play him last week because there was a couple of areas of his game that we really wanted to see him improve and didn't want to reward him for something that we thought that he could do better. But he'll take some confidence out of that. He's put his hand up and he'll be in the mix for round one, Rog.
So when I first heard that, I thought, ooh, could he be a whipping boy this year?
Yep.
Well, definitely, yeah. Going by that, but at the moment he's in and he's doing
well. He was awesome. So. I think ridiculous amount of metres gained for the side, like more than even Treloar. Yeah, more than Treloar, who had 32 touches and 133 points just quietly. Is Treloar on your side?
He has come in and out.
Like, see, he's in I've had quite a few this year that have been sitting there in my side and now they've dominated in the JLT. He's another one. I love him, Treloar.
Oh, amazing. And do you know what? He looked a little bit different to last year. Like, he was hungry for the tackle.
Yep.
He was hungry for the ball. Even he's late in the game, he was, you know, waving people to get off the ground so he could get back on. Yep. Like, at the end of a JLT, still hungry.
Yep. Right. Tell me about Taylor Adams. You guys saw more of this game than me.
Yep.
Because, of course, Maxie said he's playing off that halfback, bit of DPP coming up, all this sort of stuff got excited about.
Don't draft him thinking he's getting it.
No. Yeah. It didn't happen, did it? No.
Back in the midfield, had 25. That was a game-high centre bounce attendance.
Coming off the back of zero the week before.
And they look better balanced while doing it.
And I think that's what it sounds like, Murray. And how that worked back there. Old Crisp and
Maynard, those guys back there. A bit more lockdown probably now.
That's how they'll probably structure it.
So your mate, Crisp, Warndog, right? Yeah. I've always got to be careful how I say his name. 60 points.
Yeah.
Are you off him yet?
He's not in my side at the moment. He's obviously still in my squad. Mine's a bit more than Roy's 51, but no. I don't have him.
A couple others here, of course. Jaden Stevenson, 54. Has he done enough?
No.
200 and, well, what's 60, he worth? 260K.
Yeah, up around that, yeah.
See, I'm not overly confident on that.
No, I don't have him at the moment. No. I needed to see a little bit more in one of the two
games. I think he'll be playing, but he could very easily be out.
Mm.
Like, if he's named round one, he could be out round two, but he's got a nice matchup.
Yeah, if they need a positive headline round one, he'll debut.
Here's a couple others from the Bulldogs, and I want to make it look like I'm missing out a team to offend some other people. Libba, 28 touches, a goal, and 96. He's a draft sleeper. We talked about him last week. Yeah. Dunkley.
Oh, yeah.
He had a 71 coming off the back of his 100-plus last week.
Mm.
And old mate Norton.
Yeah.
Looks a lock, doesn't he?
I think 59 points. He had 8 marks back there. He was dominating for the Doggies.
Yeah, he did. He just keeps impressing, you know. It's his second game for us, obviously, and I think he had 7 intercept marks himself. But, he's got courage. He launches the footy at the highest point. And as a defender, it's a great quality. So still got, obviously heaps of scope to improve, but it's a really exciting pick for us. And, he's put his best foot forward today, certainly to play round one.
Well, Stephen King, he knew where it was at. So assistant coach thanks there
for,
at the Dogs.
Thanks for leading him into the...
I didn't even know what that actually said, to be honest, there inside of it. Yeah, no. I think he's a lock, and you're going to pay that. Happy to
what
pay
about
that
last
extra
week? We were saying how he's good intercept mark for a key defender.
Yep.
7 of them.
How much more confident was old Stephen King then compared to Buckley on Murray?
Now, Dunkley. Roy, you've been high on him.
On Dunks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We just spoke about him.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, but you're right, though, Doug. Yeah. So, as far as drafts, you could definitely be bumping him up a lot higher than what you could be.
Mm.
71, right. 100 last
He was probably the one that I got out of that from the doggies, apart from Norton, who is a lock for classic. Dunkley could be beautiful for a draft. Right, Port Adelaide and Adelaide, they played at Alberton Oval, out at the home of the pair. And I think the thing that people were really excited about was seeing Fogarty, who didn't play in JLT1, and just seeing what he might have been able to do. And what he did was dominated the game early, kicked some early goals, and I think people were excited about that. He is a mid-forward that's 248K. So he kicked three goals, had 14 touches, could be every chance for round one.
He was, he had, what, three shots of goal in the first quarter and, kicked a couple of nice goals there. So, yeah, that's why we drafted him and recruited him. We know the talent he's got. And it was great to be able to see him produce that today at a sort of AFL, albeit JLT level. Yeah, look, he's a chance, and that was why we were keen to have another look at him today, and he didn't do himself any harm today, which is good. We'll just see how it sort of shapes up with the team and the mix and the blend that we want to go with. Well, he's probably playing primarily as a forward at the moment for us, but I know he has played sort of through half back and through midfield. We'll probably settle him as a forward to start with and see what he can give us in that space, and then he's his first year in the AFL system, so we'll sort of look after him in some respect, but if he can play and he's ready to play, we'll play him.
So every chance to play, but playing that forward role is going to mean some sporadic scores, you would say.
Obviously,
had to have three goals for that.
Watching him, though, he was the most impressive rookie that I've seen. What he offered was, the best out of all, the lot.
Yeah, right.
But, you're right. You can't expect consistency at that level, but, wow, it was good.
So, Sloan was back into the side this week at 87 from 52%.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, Cal, no one tags in the JLT.
No.
Well, that's a worry for Sloan owners or people considering him. But, Sloan 87. Gibbsy, backed up from last week, only 65% game time for his 92. So he's had two cranking JLT games.
He has.
And he cut off the man bun during the week, and that didn't affect him.
Well, it did. Probably in a positive way. Yeah. So this has always been the big question. When Gibbs and Sloan play, will it affect, pre-season favourite this year, Matt Crouch?
Because
the way Matt finished last year, it looked like he was, definitely going to go 110 plus. That's the first time he's played with those two. And he had his 84 from 70% game time. I noticed his marks were down again too. Obviously, his tackling's down, not really caring about JLT. But playing with those two guys might be more significant than we thought, or is that looking into it too much?
Bit of both, but
other guys managed to pump.
Because Brad's got to come into that too.
He does.
So there's, we always say that there's not as much ball to go around, but I still think, because he just gets his hands on it first up, I think he's going to be okay.
Yep, okay.
Yep, all right.
110, I'm with you. There is a small concern on that now.
The other crow that we have locked in our team and probably threw away the key and not questioned his position is Rory Laird. Now, 66, 73%. He had 81 last week. He's priced at 100.
He's getting a free ride, isn't he?
Have we just not thought about it too much? The question you always ask, Calvin, is he going to be top six? I think that's a...
Of course he is.
He is. That's
but a yes.
Could you be saving a few dollars? Could you spend 100 grand less?
Well, the options back there are thin. And, there's no real value back there anyway. I think this is one of the JLT ones where we need to stay strong. I reckon it's really reactionary, and we've got to give a bit of respect, credit where credit's due. It's Laird. He's an All-Australian. He's a ball magnet off halfback. He's gone 100 week one.
So his last two seasons, 100 last year, before that, 97.
Yeah, he hasn't got.
That's what he's going to be. That's where he'll be.
Yeah, don't be JLT reactionary on that.
No, okay. That's okay.
For the power or the pair, Jack Watt, 6 goals, and he cracked a ton there. Don't expect that every week, but he looked good. He was happy as well. That's another thing about old Wattsy.
He'll be fine this year.
Robbie Gray kicked 2 goals with 26 disposals for 102. Played a lot forward. That's his role. We're going to need to see goals and stuff for him to be what we want. But he's still priced at 80.
Yeah.
Like, he's... option. Now, old Don Barry, who was good last week, had 51 from 67% as a 170k mid.
Okay.
Like, you'll take that.
But if he gets named.
That if he's named, you're picking.
Yeah.
Now, the Cannon, he had 49.
How did he squeeze into this?
51%. Now, the thing is, though, he's going to probably have a spot because Pittard got injured.
He's just the Cannon. He's too expensive anyway.
He is.
The Cannon by default. Look at him.
He is. Now, Roy, your mate Rocky, didn't play in the game.
No.
But he should be right for round one, you would think.
You know, and he's like, he had a massive session this morning. He could have easily have played this game today. There's no, I'm not making that up. He should have, could have. If this was round one, he'd have been out there. We just don't need to take the risk. He knows how to play footy. It's like Travis. We didn't play him today because he was doing a little sore. So he knows how to play footy. Don't need to put him out there.
He knows how to play footy. He knows how to be a fantasy footballer.
Easily could have played. Does this swing our thinking?
It is. This is like Swanee take two. It's this JLT. Pigs don't touch this rubbish, no. Do they?
Tom Mitchell did.
Tossing the coin for that one. Pig. Well, speaking of that, then let's get into the Hawthorn and Carlton game. Tom Mitchell, who dominated last week, 125, had 11 tackles, and
was
just locked.
Because he's a young pig. he's still
learning.
He's excited whenever he's learning. Out on a footy field. And, oh, my goodness, if he's not the biggest lock, I've got
only
no
two guys over the whole JLT went back-to-back hundreds. And, of course, the pig was one.
Yep.
Just can't help himself.
And Whitfield the
it's
other.
Like all you can eat all the time. Jarman Impey, he couldn't do it, but he looked really good, kicking three goals for 103. O'Meara. Now, why the hell O'Meara isn't in my team at the moment when all I wanted to see was time on ground.
Because probably Calvin gets in your ear too much. You're a hater. Why do you hate O'Meara so much?
I don't hate O'Meara. I like O'Meara. I just, that first game, I was not impressed at all, right? He scored, I think, like a 60. And then that gave me the feeling that this is going to be a thing that's going to continue to happen. Just like last year. I still carry that sick feeling.
Okay, well, listen to this. Eight tackles.
Salty.
Eight tackles.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
He has ticked all boxes.
Yep. And still, do any of you guys have him?
No, I don't.
Warn? Yeah, he's in the Warn Dogs.
Is he?
Yeah.
You've got a good team this year, Warn.
I don't know if I do, actually. I've got to spend a bit of time on it this week.
I might find room for him, though.
He's got to be there.
He's done everything I asked of him, and he's just sitting there not getting a goal.
All right,
Roy.
It's
not fair.
Sick dog.
Sick dog.
Verdict.
Sick dog.
Put him down.
He started with my hang loose emoji.
Yes.
And last three quarters, the vomit. Green face emoji.
Right. So we're talking about Sicily for those people who are a couple of weeks
So he
behind.
Went from like cool, sick dog to sick dog. Yeah, for three quarters worth of vomit.
Works better as emojis.
Look, if you're going to roll with.
People couldn't see it, could they?
If you're going to roll with Sicily this year, though, Roy, what can people expect?
Yeah, a roller coaster.
Yep, it's going to be.
But week one is going to be 110 plus.
Because it's Collingwood.
Yeah.
After that, he comes across a Silence of the Lamb.
Yeah,
he'll get silence for a dirty 30 or something like that.
He'll get bullied into being silly.
Yep.
And do something silly and get taken off the ground.
He's shown weakness.
Oh.
He has shown a massive.
And some teams will just thrive on it.
Yep.
We saw Cruiser go down early in this game.
Yes.
Does that affect? Well, they think he'll probably still be right for round one.
Yeah.
Does that affect your drafting of him? Because a lot of people draft him high as their ruck.
You'd be doing it with a bit less confidence, but it's probably silly to be worried about. It's only like a minor ankle.
Yeah.
And he'll be.
I don't know.
He'll be 100% by round two.
Did you see it at 90-degree angles?
Yeah. Do you know what I called? Three week ligament on the spot.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it is. He's fine.
Oh
dear. Okay.
I
think they play like in 10 days.
Jab.
All right. You were saying Wietering, Roy. He took 12 marks.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah. He's very good.
Dockery roll.
So he's a number one draft pick, right? Yeah. He had second year blues. He's going into his third year. He's a textbook breakout. And they love him in that role where he's taking those marks. So he's basically playing as a loose man back, and he gets those kind of possessions. Yeah. So. You can't pick him, but
106. What a machine.
He'd be nice on your bench as a draft slider. Marchbank, while we're talking about that Doherty role, people had him earmarked for that role after dominating with 28 touches or something in the first JLT, but he had 18 for 63, so I don't think that's going to happen. But what about Cam O'Shea?
Oh, right, yeah.
This
yeah.
is really weird.
The now, fact he didn't play much game time yeah. is where I just thought, nah, he's completely written
yeah.
off.
Yeah, same. So you see 24% game time. He has seemed out of favour through the JLT. And then you go and look at 10 touches and 49 points.
In a quarter.
In a quarter. So
give him a snap.
What's the deal with him?
I don't know.
It's way too risky to pay up for.
It is.
Even if he's named.
Exactly.
But it could be very disappointing watching him.
You imagine if he comes out and pumps out like even an 80 in the first round and you're like, oh my God, we all had him to start.
How many people will say that? Oh, I had O'Shea.
I've had everybody.
So you know, have I.
So I've definitely been saying
Dow,
it.
Dow. Now, remember, last week I said, yeah, I love Paddy Dow and stuff, but something's holding me back from being confident.
Right.
And it was on display. 68%, 8 touches, 34.
Oh.
Who's paying up for that?
No one's paying for that.
No.
Not me either. No. Anyway, that's all I saw there, Doug.
All right, last day, Sunday. Jeez, there's a lot of games this weekend. Geelong and Essendon. Dangerfield.
Okay.
Right, let's talk about Dangerfield. The drama queen. Is that who you've been referring to?
No, I've been talking about Josh Green, but let's talk about it. So he came out absolutely monstering everyone.
He was
34
awesome.
Points.
Yeah.
Absolutely smashing it. Then tweaks a hammy, and then we're like, okay, here it comes.
Mm.
Violin starts sounding.
Yeah.
And he jogs off, and then the performance and the theatrics all started for that. Yep. Had it all.
Yep.
So this is the thing.
Danger 101.
He's come out, he's gone, I've never had a hamstring injury before. It didn't quite feel right.
Looked like he got shot.
Yep. But he's a
did he say this before or after he was chased through Cardinia Park?
See, that's... Why does he do that?
Because Ablett's been getting all the attention.
Yep.
Had to come out with this.
Now, this is a stat.
Do you know what I was actually worried about with him, though, in his Instagram story?
Actually pinging it
he's
properly.
He's trying to get walk away from Steve-O.
Yeah.
The puff he had up. Fitness is his issue, not the hammy.
Well, this is the thing that Freako sent out on one of his tweets. Never missed a home and away game through injury since 2013.
Oh, and here Warnie is calling him a drama queen.
He will play.
His nails.
We should have recorded what you guys were saying before we went to air.
No. He will play round one, and I think he'll come out and smash it just
he
like
will.
He was.
He will dominate again.
He's another guy that will smash it, and I believe Mitch Duncan will average more than he did last year.
Wow.
Mm.
Right? He had 38 touches on the
132 points.
He's
he will
a beast,
be bigger.
Isn't he?
Only because Dangerfield was out.
I don't think that matters.
No.
And Ablett.
Here's another one that we're going to overlook, but then again, we'll talk about it and say that we shouldn't even have a bit of a whinge about it.
Mm.
Joel Selwood.
Yeah.
117 points, 3% ownership.
He's so underpriced. He's 10 points underpriced if he just has an average year.
Yep. Why aren't we touching that?
I am.
Oh, you're on.
Yeah.
You
I'm
are
just a
going
team
well.
Of all these players
what
that were under, like, priced at 100 or under.
Wow.
And I think it's a strategy.
Yeah, it is.
It is a strategy. Well, I don't know if it's a good strategy.
But it's not like you're having a stab in the dark. They're all
no.
Premiums. They're all Ubers, really.
Yeah. See, these I've guys. Got my Tom Mitchell at the top, and then it's these guys.
They're a little formidable little crew you've got hanging out down there.
Well, can't wait to have a little glance at
they play
team.
Well together.
Mm.
Now, Tim Kelly. He is probably one of the rookies of the preseason that we have been looking at. Mature age, blah, blah, blah. He was good last week, and he was pretty good on Sunday, and that was with 54 points.
Yeah, he's been impressive ever since he's sort of come in. He's obviously had two really good performances now, and he's he's taken his chances, and no doubt he's in that selection frame.
So that 220K-ish mark.
Yep.
Does he have to be on your field at that price, or
no.
could you ride him on the bench?
You can bench him. Yeah.
And you could actually bench his little teammate there too.
Constable.
Careful how you say his name. I always get tangled with that one. But he attended 20 centre bounces.
Yeah.
The third most out of everybody on the ground. 18 disposals, 69 points.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of him.
Yep.
Now, has been criticised... How can you be criticised? But for being a bit handball happy in his play. Oh. But that's because he's in the middle. He's getting the ball in his hands, like in contested situations. I'm a big fan. If he's named round one,
well,
straight
I think
in. You
I
have
think
to
you
find,
can have both of them.
You have to find extra 30.
Out.
Yep, I know.
But this is like, I remember last year, Parfitt.
Yeah.
He was named sort of round one. Everyone's like, oh, he's not hanging around. Mm. But did, and would have been a great rookie. Andy McGrath, dog.
Yeah.
59 points.
Passing now, totally.
That's a no now, isn't it?
Yeah. It could be Callum Mills all over again.
It could. Yeah.
He's clogging up one of those 51 spots for me now.
Yep.
Yeah. Disappointed he's in the list.
Dev Smith did enough. 75.
Yeah, that's no, okay. It's good. He wasn't in the major CBA, 7 bounce attendances, which surprised me a bit.
But who was, dog?
Who was there? Oh, Stringer. Had a heap.
Why are they doing this?
That's what's going to be the interesting. Listening to the presser from Woosher on that, he was basically sort of saying, working out that mix of these guys. That is the only little worry of Devin Smith. But surely it's going to come out at the end of the day where they're going to be picking
Woosh
Smith over Stringer.
Woosher lost a bet with his mates. And they said to him, hey, Woosh, give you $50 if you put Stringer in the midfield all JLT, right? And he's gone, oh, that would be hilarious. And that's why they're doing it. Last one here. Zach Merritt wants pig status this year, boys.
Yeah.
He does a 116, and he's not even breaking a sweat at the moment.
No. He's going huge.
He wants pig status.
I assume you've both got... You don't have him.
What?
Dog wouldn't. Because he's got all those under guys.
No, I don't.
Oh.
It's a strategy. I don't want...
It's a strategy.
You can't have them all.
No, and that's the thing. You can't have them all in your 50-man team.
Pokemon. the other little note out of that is Gleeson's injured. He was a best 22, so 12 to 14 weeks had surgery. So there could be some opportunity there and maybe looking at a mix there of that back line a bit. Now, Gold Coast and Brisbane, it was wet up there on the sunny Gold Coast, and this sort of started after we left, so I caught a bit of the replay this morning watching this. Zorko, 123, tick.
Yeah, but what about when he gets tagged?
Yeah, I know, that's a big concern. That's people are drafting him top five.
Yeah, and I can see why, because he averaged like 115 with those two with stinky those 40s. Gosh, if he avoids the tag somehow.
Yeah, right.
Cal, Steph's in your team.
He has come in. And then he goes back out.
He's
then
in
he comes
mine.
Back in. He's in yours as well.
Locked. Locked to be solo ruck at 96.
He'll actually, I've changed from my statement earlier in the year, Steph will be the highest averaging ruckman of the year.
Right. Okay. Because
comfortably.
It's him and Sauce for me at the moment.
Right.
But are we convinced that Archie's not going to just rock up one day and put on the boots and run on the ground and wreck it?
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
So he, not going to happen.
No, Archie is not in the frame.
Good.
He's got to be close.
That inside
he played
info?
Like 6 or 8 games last year.
I don't think he's in the frame.
Witherden saw more for him this week, which is good. 72% game time. 17 kicks he had for his
not about auto draft there, Roy?
No.
Auto draft. What's that?
First accident of the season.
Do we see enough from old Red Bull Robbo there? 71 playing in the guts.
91.
91, sorry. Yes.
83%. Yes.
I tell you what, his first JLT was a little bit down.
Mm.
Yep.
And this one here, he's gone bang.
Bounced back hard, didn't he?
He will be 90-plus this year.
Robbo,
you're
confident?
So he's in that mix for a top six.
And I believe
cheaper,
so.
A lot cheaper than that. Christensen, that experiment, game over?
No, don't be deterred too much by that. I'm not. That doesn't turn me off too much. Don't forget he had a good first one.
He wasn't that good, though.
He was solid for his price.
Yeah, it's very interesting because that's obviously a rookie score.
That's it. If that was Rayner, and we'll get to him in a sec, if that was Rayner, 46, you're like, oh, yeah, that's what it is what it is. But you're right, for 331K for a guy like that, that could easily be Rayner and you're shaving 60 grand off. Mm.
Now, the Suns got the win in this with Jared Lyons. He had 106, most centre bounce attendances. Also, Aaron Hall had 106 too. David Swallow, 104. Now, boys, what do you think of those guys? Any of them interest you?
Aaron Hall was interested me for a while, Destroy, but I'm just... I don't know. I don't know if you could... be that gutsy to do it.
No, there's way safer options this year, so no, Aaron Hall is not
Fiorini
in the mix,
could be a draft slider there because we all know how good he can be at fantasy football. 11 tackles helped him to 97. Obviously enjoyed that in the wet, but if you got him on your bench, he might come and pinch hit for you a few weeks and get some decent scores there. Pierce Hanley had 67, and that was from 60% game time, so a bit better than what he was doing last week, but he did his shoulder, and that looks like it could be weeks of time.
So, no good there.
Holman is the rookie that we're watching for the Gold Coast Suns. He had 61 from 11 contested possessions.
The other thing I like about him, Destroy, we talked about him last week with his tackling.
Yeah.
Another 5 tackles this week. I think 8 last week. So if he's there for a bit of pressure, he's definitely going to be playing.
So he's had 11 contested possessions, and that, like, he's tackling hard for an inexperienced team like they are, pretty much. I feel confident he's going to start for him.
And, of course, well, talking about tackling hard, 10 tackles for Rayner, 84.
Lions are going to be playing him.
I know. What was stopping Christensen from tackling in those conditions?
Yeah, true.
Christian had a couple.
I'm switching them over, right?
All right, last game of the weekend was Fremantle and West Coast. That was the pre-season derby at Joondalup. And, Roy, you took a look at that one.
Yeah, well, the Eagles wouldn't be too happy with how they went about it, and the Dockers made a meal of them, basically. But Lachie Neal, even though the Coasters weren't playing that well, Lachie Neal, 36 touches, 3 goals for 154. For a guy that we've been saying is 10 points underpriced, well, that certainly confirmed it.
Guess whose team he's in.
Warndog, you've got a killing team.
Yeah, good pick, Warndog.
I would have actually won the JLT AFL Fantasy Comp.
No, yes, he would have.
Yep, you would. Good on you, dog. Tabner, he was all right. 128 with 12 marks.
That's a fluke.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? But it deserves a comment.
He definitely deserves a few goals for them this year.
Luke Ryan. He impressed me. Now, Luke Ryan, we obviously knew a lot about him last year. Yeah. Well, he went at 100%. And that's with 19 kicks.
Efficiency.
Yep. 12 marks. 106 he had. And he looked awesome running across halfback. Draft Slider right there.
Okay.
Put a little asterisk next to him when you're drafting. Fife was great. 26 touches, 97. Underpriced by over 10 points. Andrew Brayshaw, we know he's a lock.
Yeah.
And 82 from 19 touches. 9 tackles, if you don't mind.
Wow, yep.
As if he's not in their best 22.
Oh, 100%.
So we've all got him, I assume.
And Bailey Banfield.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Banfield's adding a lot of different aspects.
Yeah. Now, Ross Lyon was asked about those boys in the presser, of course, and their chances for round one.
Yeah, I think Bailey Banfield was an important part of that. You know, you'd think he's going to play round one, you would think. Look, I can't have match committee here, but, you know, Andy, he's played 2 good ones out of 3. So he was down the week before, but I thought he was really sharp today. But it's always nice playing around 5 Monday, Neil and Sanderlands. You'll probably get an opportunity to get a couple of touches. So he's done everything right. But we would like to play him. He's an important part of our future, and we want to get games into him.
I love Ross Lyon and listening to him in presses. But so Banfield, pretty much, he's going to be playing round one. They're
both in, yeah.
And Brayshaw, why wouldn't he be? So, good.
Yeah, they're lock definitely in. Blakely didn't do enough. Don't bother about him. He was playing quite a nice role back there. 7 marks is good, but only 77. You know, I like Sandy.
Yes.
Now, if you miss the heat of a draft where people panic and pick up the rucks.
I've got a draft coming up very soon, and I'm talking this strategy, and I don't want people to know.
Yeah, so just pass on Sandy.
Look, no, I think
big
it's...
Big and uncovered and old, he looked.
Nah, Sandy, if you picked him up late enough in the draft, like, and people aren't going to do it, but then if you could handcuff or pocket old mate Darcy on the bench, geez, that would look good.
Now, I won't talk it up too much, but Sandy looked the youngest he has in years.
Yeah, right.
So his hunger, diving on the ball, getting handballs out, his tackling was excellent, and his ruck work was
always good. Freo said last week, too, that they are going to go as a solo ruck, ruck team.
He won't score under 80.
Right.
Sandy. That's how good he looked. So, yeah, Warren, definitely stick with that idea.
Yeah, it's good.
Alex Pearce.
Right.
Obviously, this seems like a weird conversation to be having, but for job security on your bench, he'll go up, I don't know, will he go up 100K over the year?
Maybe he's just there for the whole year for you. He's not a cash cow. He's just sitting there.
He'll score you like a 30.
What, through the buys you'll get a bonus?
Another 20.
Better than nothing.
I don't know.
Oh, he can go 45. He can go 50.
Okay. Liam Ryan, once again, awesome early. He had 7 touches. He was best on ground
machine
in the first quarter. Yep. Slowed again. Ended up with 55 from 13 with a goal. But you'd take that. So at least have him on your bench at the moment. Now, Warren.
Yes.
Waters. Our man,
yep, Jake Waterman.
He's going to start.
Yep.
I think so. He looks very good. It looks very comfortable out there. Nearly got a game last year.
Yeah.
And had some great numbers in the waffle last year. But I think JJK sounds like he's missing first 3 weeks or so of the season. So that's his spot.
It is.
It is.
And they'd be happy enough with him.
Plays well enough that when JJ's back, someone else gets pushed. Like, if you're playing the games...
Exactly.
You're a chance to hold your spot.
Yep. No, I like it. I think that's a very good option there. We'll be picking him at some stage. Would you play him on your field? He is 170K.
I don't think so.
Not week one, but if he shows a bit, I would consider it.
Yep.
Now, Redo, fellas. There was a lot of talk about Redo.
There was.
And he has, people think, you know, 95 average is definitely fair, but he went 59 from 84, so he won't be starting in as many teams as we thought he may. Lysett did solo ruck for a 65. Don't risk it. Mm. You just... Don't. It's just not worth it. And Rioli hurt himself on 14, which is disappointing. I don't know the severity.
Well, that was a massive amount of games there. We had
was.
9 games over the weekend, but all very important, all important things for us to discuss there. Plenty of other discussion points to come out of it as well, but let's get into some other important news that we had.
On the Traders Podcast, it's time for Breaking News with Warren.
So also out of the last few days or whatever, some news. Nick Nat, he actually played in the waffle for the Royals. He played 55 minutes of game time, 15 disposals, 32 hitouts in, well, what's that, half a game of footy. Now, even if they were all handballs, he didn't take a mark, didn't tackle or anything else, that would get him a score of 62.
And you know what? I did see him lay some nice tackles, which was good to see. Yeah.
So thanks to Footy Rhino for those numbers. He said he's no champion data, but that's what he thought he did. So that's a pretty good effort. And does that mean he's going to be right for round one?
Oh,
I don't think
Where are we
so.
Sitting on Nick Nat right at this very moment if he is playing round one?
If he plays round one, my answer's still no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just don't think we can do it.
No.
But the issue is, of course, when he's out or late withdrawal,
you
bench
got no
ruck.
One.
Your bench ruck will cover him. Not worth it.
And I guess the thing is that they probably will play Lysett with him.
It's going to take him a lot of time.
Mm. As we mentioned before, JJK, so Josh Kennedy could miss the first 3 weeks by the sounds of it. Now, Nathan Freeman, we talk about him every week. He's had his surgery. He's apparently going to be starting running like pretty much straight away.
Yep.
So cool. He... 6 weeks till he'll be back. Obviously, they'll play him in the VFL to begin.
Prime for the picking.
Hopefully, he plays this year.
Come on, Free.
He could be a downgrade target for us, but we thought that during the season last year when he was playing VFL and they still didn't give him a run. Now, it wouldn't be a breaking news without a bit of love for Harley Bunnell. So, he's back training. He's allowed back into the club.
Yep.
I think that might have been breaking news last week.
Yep.
But the news is his teammate, Joel Hamling... He said he can win the Brownlow.
That's just stupid.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with boosting your teammate up.
No, okay.
That guy is equipped for a Brownlow. He's got all the tools.
All of the tools.
Except a bit of discipline lacking at the moment, but if he finds that, he's an elite player, Joel was trying to say. He's trying to help
him. He's trying to help him.
Be up and about. I
trying
can't
to give
believe
him a bit of confidence.
Two have just done that.
No. You're right, Roy. Sorry, Harley.
So anyway, stay tuned to afl.com.au for all the news. We'll make sure that we're trying to get out as much news as we can on Twitter as well because, that's a great source of your fantasy news. And also talking to us on Twitter, we can give you some of our thoughts on your questions, but also some of the thoughts on your news as that rolls through.
You may have picked up our voices are not quite the same sound they are as usual. Slightly dusty, and the reason why is because we are coming off one of the greatest weekends of all time, boys.
We got an email back in January asking if we would be keen to go to the Gold Coast. Yes. And attend basically a draft camp weekend. So this was for the Ultimate Bragging Rights League. Now, they've been going for about 5 years or so, and their deal is basically they all get together each year for their draft, and they do it in different places and make it a weekend, and it involves a lot of beers.
They
that was one thing
style.
I learned, but they do it absolutely in
that
style.
That house we stayed at, it's a mansion. It was like an 8-10 bedroom mansion, pool table, pool. the works. How many TVs did it have?
And they're all like 70 or 80 inch
it
TVs.
It was just by far the coolest house I've ever
watching
seen.
Footy all weekend.
Yeah. In the cinema room.
Yeah.
It was so
it was just awesome.
So basically the winner of the previous year has to organise the draft camp. I'll tell you what, I'd probably nearly tank this year if I was having to do as good as that. But yeah, and so Jason, he was awesome putting that on and putting that together. Yep. So
he set a standard.
We got up there Friday night and boys, we were a few beers deep, and so we got up there after a nice little Uber ride from one of our good mates, Chirper.
Yeah, Chirper.
Jeez, he was
best
good.
Best ride ever. Wasn't
he? He was brilliant, our friend Chirper. Now, he got us down there, and we met the guys. They were absolutely legends. They had 11 of their 14 from their league there for the weekend. The guys that weren't there, jeez, I tell you what, they missed out.
Missing out, boys.
And they flew in from all over the country. There's people from Adelaide, I think Victoria and New South Wales, and quite a few Queenslanders there. Plenty had to do some big drives. I'll tell you what, there was a couple of big drives of about 6 hours home the next morning.
That was tough. The flight back was hard enough for us.
Anyway, so the stuff that they do, like basically the Saturday was all dedicated to the draft. And so lunchtime, after we had a great cook up for breakfast, fish was good on the barbecue for that. Now, we headed to the pub and they had the opportunity to win one of us. I'll put win in inverted commas, to be their assistant coach for the draft that would be happening later that night. And Roy, the guy that won, Christian,
yes,
he was drinking out of what they called the Drew Petrie Cup. That was the wooden spoon.
Signed by the man himself.
It was, yes.
And he was atrocious last year and the last few years, I think.
He's had a couple of shots.
But he ended up drawing the horse that won in the horse race.
The stock standard horse race.
Yep.
That was good.
That's okay.
And so then he was able to choose the trader that he wanted.
And this is where I got nervous, because whoever got second had to choose either me or dog. And I thought, oh, no, I don't want to be the last one standing. And I wasn't. Thank you, Fish. So Fish took
you
me.
You got lucky because you built a great relationship with Fish.
Yeah, we had a bit of a bromance. I like Fish. But he needed the help. He needed the help when it came draft time.
And so. Same with Christian. But Christian ended up drafting probably the best side at the end
of the day. It's definitely up there. There was three standout sides.
Yep.
His was one of them, and I think he's got his nose in front.
Yep. So anyway, so pick that. Then they do their draft order by watching a computer simulation on the old PlayStation of the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
Now, even to get that, it was a game. They had a bit of beer pong. And
that's right.
The got cup that you got it, rolled into one a little bit there. But once that came through, it was you had a name on the cup and that's who you got in the Royal Rumble and then sat down and watched that. I don't get into WWE at all.
No.
But I was on the edge of my seat watching that.
It was exciting.
It was a very, very cool way to do it. So went through. And then the draft started that night. We buddied up. I had Tomsey as my man who came third in the race because, well, I wasn't actually picked as an assistant coach. I was just the leftover Tomsey. And I'm glad that he actually accepted me because I wondered what would happen if he passed on that. Anyway, so we got into the draft. And, yeah, so Roy, your man as well won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
so
he did.
Not amazing.
From down and out.
Yeah.
For the last few years, he has now been gifted. So he took Tom Mitchell. But I think what I liked about what you guys did was it was a long wait with 14 in the draft to get to pick 28 for his second and then third at 29.
Right. Yeah.
He went with Heaney and Billings.
Yeah, loaded up our midfield.
One-two combo.
The pig, Titch, in the middle. And then, loaded up
forward.
Best forward line,
huge.
Probably.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was good.
Some really interesting calls all the way through. It was a pretty, stock standard draft.
It was pretty stock standard.
Weren't any real out there ones. No. Popped up along the way that you got a little bit
few
giggles. It was very straight bat early though, wasn't it?
Very straight.
Very hard to niggle your opponents when everyone was playing.
Couple of rucks went early on, so
defense.
Couple of rucks went early, so it was a bit of a ruck run. That was always interesting to see when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That was the thing that you guys did, Roy. Yeah. You ended up getting Sandy.
We sat it out. We sat out the ruck run.
Yeah. And were you the last one getting rucks or second last?
I think we were second last. So got him and then pocketed his mate.
Sean Darcy sitting on the bench. Perfect.
Great. So, well done, Roy. That's why you were the number one.
Thanks, mate.
Assistant coach.
No, but Christian, he went from start of the night, pretty slumped in his seat.
He was sad.
By the end of it,
Zero to hero.
Look out.
Wasn't he up and about?
So we are massively looking forward to see how they go this year. Absolute legends they are. They haven't had team merchandise.
Yep.
All that sort of stuff.
It was just the goat. It was such a good style. Weekend.
It was unbelievable.
So one of the greatest weekends I've ever had, and I can't wait till we do something like that, and I think that leagues around the country should be doing that. Take a leaf out of the Ultimate Bragging Rights League and do your draft day or draft weekend. Very, very well. Good on you, Cooper, the commissioner, and also especially to Jason, who was a winner last year. But Jason, at least you won't have to be organising it next year. He drafted very, very badly. That's a little dedication of our mate Chirbu, who was our Uber driver down to the Gold Coast, which was very fun.
That's his theme song.
That is his. He's got his own theme song for his fantasy
team.
He's
a legend.
He sings it very well. And you actually picked up on it, Calvin. You've heard it before.
I have. My twisted childhood. I don't know what went on. You know what it reminds me of? Lost.
Lost.
You know, like the TV show, The Lost. Like all that sort of creepy old music.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Like down in the hatch.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, it's cool.
Refocus.
All right, let's get into it. That was to start our Twitter time, which lots of questions we do have floating through. Now, this is not for one specific person. It's for everybody.
It's for everybody.
Because hundreds of questions have come to me, you, and the at AFL Fantasy account over the last few days. Who are the rookies that we're picking? Let's break it down. Let's go the best options for each line.
Okay. Right.
Who wants to start?
You go, Roy.
All right. I'll go with a bit of a look in the midfield.
Okay. All right. Let's start the mids.
Okay. I like Brayshaw.
Yes.
I like Banfield.
Yep.
Yep.
I like Holman, Kelly, Constable.
Ooh.
Fox and Barry.
And you probably, that's the order.
Yeah, it's close to, I think.
It's very close, that order. And Barry, of course, difference between Barry and Fox is probably at $100,000, though.
Oh.
But, of course, there's...
It's a lot, isn't it?
But the scoring, though, like...
Yeah.
And so you're taking in some idea about job security there, too, with some of that thinking?
I tried to, but it's really...
So, are you guys completely... Because I think they'll play round one, Paddy Dow and LDU, or UDL, as you call it.
Yeah, I do mess that up.
It's like an upside down.
I came up with those off the top of my head. I forgot about those two when I was doing that list.
Are they in the mix?
To be on it. Well, I think Paddy Dow's going to play.
Yep.
So, yes, definitely in the mix. Same with old UDL.
UDL can, yeah.
Yep.
They'll both play, yeah. So they are in there somewhere.
Defence, we might have a few there, Cal, that are worth looking
at. Got our mate Caulfield, we all agree he's there, along with Murray and Norton.
Yep.
Right, and you'd be quite happy to play all three of them on your field.
I think you can.
And are you? Because I am.
I am.
Yes, I am. They're all on my ground at the moment.
Cover me again.
Duday, Finlayson, Keefe, and Pierce. Now, there's a few of those guys there that, as I say their name, I like vomit a little bit in my mouth.
Well, if Finlayson's there,
the last two you would have.
But Finlayson's there.
Their heart
beats. The first one on the bench that I'd have ahead of those other guys.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'd have him ahead of Duday.
Yeah, right.
If he's
hopefully playing. They're the two that we do have on our bench, Dewey and Finney.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't expect anything massive from these guys.
No.
But that's what they're going to get.
Yeah. Pierce, I like just for the option of being there. Every week, he will play 22 games if fit.
But he's got to average less than
I don't
Zach
know.
Dawson.
Job security is an important...
Why didn't you ever pick Zach then?
Well, you know who else is cheap?
Who?
Nathan Brown. Yeah.
Well, same reason. Why don't you do it? He'll be there every week.
Yeah.
No, don't.
He's got to improve on last year.
Roy.
You think so?
Roy, hit me up with some forwards.
Oh, this is a tasty,
okay,
interesting line.
On the back of one game... I've always been a fan of the kid, though. Fogarty.
Wow.
Right, okay.
Elevates himself to number one.
Number one.
Yep. Fritsch.
Yep.
I've always liked him.
You have to have him.
Ryan. I prefer Ryan. It's a luxury on your bench, I reckon.
Agreed.
Have him as an emergency. Then I've got Rayner. Langdon, I think, is in the mix. Keefe, of course, is a forward as well. Keefe, I don't know if he'll get a game, but they always talk up his flexibility and his ability to chop out in the ruck, move forward, back. So I feel like his flexibility might get him a game. But I also like Waterman, as we spoke about earlier, because Waters could be filling in for Kennedy for at least 3 weeks to a month.
Yeah, right.
All right. And rucks, I guess we're just going to throw in
I don't
there.
Even talk about it.
Cameron.
No. Yeah.
Don't bother.
English.
Yeah.
Pittenay. Pittenet.
Guess so.
That's Pittenet. What you called him.
Yeah, Pittenet.
His own cat. That's so funny. Leroy Sutton wants to know, Neil or Fife? Who would you choose out of those two?
It's Neil. That's a no-brainer.
They're about the same price, aren't they? Pretty close.
Yeah, they'd be very similar. Neil gets that every day of the week, doesn't he?
Just
yeah, there is a little bit of a price difference yeah, between okay. the two. But, yeah, Neil.
All right. Now, Jad says, if Trengo from the Dogs had ruck status, would you be tempted to start him if Nick Nat didn't pull? Well, he doesn't have it, but if he gained it. Because he did spend a little bit of time in the ruck, but that was when Campbell was injured for the Bulldogs. No.
No,
that's just getting fancy.
Yeah, let's just concentrate on the nuts and bolts of it.
That's
at
it.
The moment.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Charlie Hall, he says, what's your current team structure? Currently rolling with 5 premium mids and Jager O'Meara at the expense of his defence and forward lines. Love your work, boys. Thanks, mate. But, yeah, if you're looking at that, how many premiums are you batting deep in your midfield? Are you going
5 at the moment?
5, and you don't have O'Meara, though. No. You're going 3 rooks in.
It's guns and rookies, 5-3 at the moment.
Yeah. I'm the same as Roy, but... It's because I was a little bit heavier than that, but because I don't have the confidence in the other areas, I've had to sacrifice it.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'll say I'm the same, but my premiums in my midfield, I'll be rolling at least 3, if not, well, at least probably it's 4 at the moment, that are those underpriced premiums.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm looking for a bit of upside. I'll say that my M2... is actually at the moment Treloar, who is a bit more than those ones.
So you've got him in the last half an hour.
No, he was there before, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, wasn't he?
You had Mitchell and then all under 100.
Oh, I think I was just being basic underpriced. I was talking about not so much under
100. I think you were lying.
Oh, yeah, I was probably lying.
To the replay.
You were lying.
No, in my head, Treloar is that underpriced premium. Maybe that's how I should have said it more rather than under 100.
Maybe I should have listened.
I reckon it's 4. Sorry, 4 players under 100 then, or about that mark.
So you don't have Rockliffe?
See, I count him as under 100. He's 103.
Okay.
He's close to that. I should say, I don't have the under 100 premiums. I've got the guys that are around that 100 mark, around that 100 mark.
So you do have Rockliffe?
Yes.
Even though he hasn't played a single JLT game and his knees are bruised and
I haven't
sore.
Fixed my team for a week,
I think
Calvin.
It would be easier if you just told us who the hell you have there at the moment.
No one cares. All right. Well, how many rookies do you have on your ground at the moment? So I'm going to say, if we've got 3 in the back line, 3 in the midfield, so we're pumping 6 there, probably 2.
That's what
Ford?
I've got. That's my exact structure.
That's
what you just
my
said.
Exact structure. So we all can't be wrong, can we?
Yes.
Jeez. All right. Who's the better option? This is from Dane out of Joel Selwood and Stephen Cornelio.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I just feel like because you're really splitting hairs there, I feel like Cornelio is less likely to get knocked out on a given week.
Yes.
So I'll go with that.
I will go with Cornelio in those ones.
Rightio. Now, Rayner and Whitfield O'Neill. Or Fox and Heaney, who would you go for? So you're almost saying you're rolling with Rayner and Neil. You'd go Neil over Whitfield.
Yeah.
Or Fox and Heaney.
Oh, it's very... I'm going the first one.
Rayner and Neil?
Yep.
You agree, Calvin?
Yeah, why not? Yep.
Okay. How many mid-prices are you guys starting? What's that looking like? Is that sort of... almost a redundant question in a sense. We've got a couple, probably. It's just that we're paying up for all these rookies.
Well, I guess I've kind of got 2 at the moment. Christensen.
Yep.
And I guess you'd call Sick Dog mid-priced as well.
Yeah.
The rest, if you're... Devin Smith, that's not a mid-pricer.
No.
Is it? So I've got 2.
He's very cheap, though.
Yeah.
Very cheap. He's an underpriced premium. That's what he is.
But if he slips into being a mid-pricer, I've got 3 then, I guess.
Brody... he says, my gut says Dom Barry is going to burn everyone this year. What are your thoughts?
I'm happy to get burnt with the last mid spot.
Yeah, it's not a disaster. But I guess if he's not named, then that's a no-brainer. I think that these guys are going to come and go. But on your bench at the moment, I don't have him. But I'm also rocking with the old Constable.
I don't have Barry either.
No.
And I, that's a loose term by me to say, like, I'm happy to, like, I'm not happy to throw that last spot, like I said. But
if they're named.
You know, with, when it's getting that deep, yeah. And it's one that we've seen.
He's mature age.
He hasn't just come from nowhere. No. He's mature age. I'd be happy.
He's got to be more chance than Constable, though.
I agree.
And cheaper.
I agree.
He's not as good as Constable.
No, I don't think he's either. He's just in a worse team.
Mm.
No offence to the
pair.
He
had a great JLT one. All right. Kyle. Hey, legends. Do we choose hang loose shaka emoji dog emoji? Or so, Sicily. Or Warnie's love child, Smith. Who would you choose out of those guys?
I think he had me at the emojis.
Yeah, Smith's
safe. No,
Smith is better. You're going to say Smith's better.
Smith is better than Sick Dog.
Yes! You hasn't
got the same
around.
Ceiling, but he's better.
No.
James wants to know, would you start with Canelio or Whitfield? Who do you
it's
like?
It's a good one.
It's a really good question.
If you were going on average, you're going to be thinking that Canelio will probably be better than Whitfield, but that DPP potential, which is a high potential.
I really like their draw early on too. So I back both selections there for the record. Yeah.
Oh, because they're in the same team.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but smart. I am Canelio.
Right. I will go Whitfield. But I don't think you can go wrong.
No, I'll just get Witter in that round. I'm going with who I think is the better player who I had earlier.
Yeah. Yep.
Adicha wants to know, Sloan or Gibbs?
What, Gibbs.
Gibbs is in monster mode.
Yep, Gibbs every day of the week for me. I don't even hesitate on
that. We were very 50-50 on Gibbs at the new club with the Crouch brothers and the Sloan and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
He'll be bigger than what he was.
I know. So, listen to this. We've seen what this looks like, Gibbs going to a successful club.
Oh.
What's Tom doing?
Oh.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay.
Right, Chicago sports fan, Dusty Fogarty or Cam Rayner for F5. Fogarty, if he's named.
Yeah.
Over.
Are we not worried about his job security compared to Rayner's? Rayner will play every game that Rayner wants to play.
If you're going to keep harping on about job security of kids, this is going to be a very long podcast. Right. It's already gone for almost 2 hours.
Right. It's very long.
None of them have got any, basically.
No, they don't.
The answer.
One bad game, they're out.
Rhett Weeks wants to know, should he replace Cade Simpson with Lloyd?
Much of a muchness.
Go like for Lloyd. The younger one there.
Yep.
Tracy, Beams or Duncan? You're paying a fair bit more for Duncan.
Yeah, you've got to go Duncan now. Just
more.
Because Beam has had a horrible run, so
but
he'd be a bit underdone.
If you've got that choice,
you go Duncan.
It's Duncan, isn't it?
Yeah, Duncan.
Am I crazy for starting Steph and... for downgrading Steph and Smith to Goldie and Petraka? Yes.
Yes.
Steph and Smith are going to be much better than Goldie and Petraka.
You're crazy.
But that allows him to get Jager O'Meara to Whitfield. So... Getting rid of Steph,
this Whitfield
Smith
stuff,
and O'Meara for Goldie, Petraka.
If this Whitfield stuff does not define JLT hype, I don't know what will.
Okay. No, it's not based on his scores. It's all about his potential DPP. That role is friendly for him.
I get that. Don't get me wrong. He's been in and out of my team, but it's just...
It's only one trade away.
That's right. You can get him another time.
No, you're sticking with Steph.
Yes.
There.
Yep.
Big time.
You're... Really high on him now, aren't you?
Yeah, especially compared to Goldstein.
Okay, so who is your F1 right now? This is from Riley.
Heaney.
Billings.
Billings for me as well. Right, okay.
Yep.
Whitfield over Canelio. Sorry, we mentioned that one before. Now, we mentioned the Aaron Sandiland stuff.
Mm.
Is he a good option late in the draft?
Yes,
yes.
What's
he
the
is.
Verdict on him if he stays fit? What can he average then, do you think?
84.
85.
Yep.
84 and a half.
He goes over in the middle. He goes over 80.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
And that will... gosh, I'm telling you, I was just amazed at how good he looked yesterday. Yeah.
Now, is Pressier a no-go? I think injury he's not going to be there.
Definitely not.
At all. Deledio, that's been a couple of questions there. When you were watching that, Roy?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He had his first kick... of the game 5 minutes into the fourth quarter.
Wow.
That's not Lids. So, no. definitely don't go anywhere near him. Maybe draft him late because he's going to come good. It's Leeds, but at the moment he is not Deledio.
Yep. All right. Well, that's enough questions for now because we have enough to do on our teams because we are far from set. You can hit up us on Twitter at AFL Fantasy is the official Twitter account, which is important to follow because you get lots of news, you get links to our articles, plenty of great stuff coming over the next few days as well to make sure you are ready for round one and we'll be set up for a huge season. We'll be releasing our traders team
this
weekend.
Yep.
How that's looking, I'm a little bit nervous for us to sit down.
We haven't looked at it for a while.
And do this. But hopefully we don't get too sucked into JLT hype.
Yep, or and angry at each other, like last year.
It's actually going to take a lot of hours to do this. It's going to be ridiculous. So we'll be getting that sorted, and you can catch us individually on Twitter, at WarnieDT.
At RoyDT.
At GalvinDT.
And that is the end of us for another
That was a big
week.
One, dog.
It was a big one. Very important one, though. Lots of really important information there for fantasy coaches to consume as we head towards that lockout, which is Thursday the 22nd of March.
One podcast to go.
One podcast before that. So here's the go. Be ready for that. Wednesday night, we'll get the team sheets for Richmond and Carlton. So you'll know what's going on then. They'll be the 22s. They'll be the final 22s will be announced probably on the Thursday about 5:55 p.m. I would say.
Yeah, right.
Which will lead into us going live. Get on Facebook. You'll be able to watch us live in the lead up.
That will
to
be cool.
The first lockout, the partial lockout. So remember, it is a partial lockout, which means you only have to have at that point. You need your full team there, but you only need The only players that will be locked in will be your Richmond and Carlton players. So
who's that for you guys at the moment?
Zero.
Yeah, same.
At all?
Mm. I wouldn't have a Richmond player. Too salty.
Paddy Dow, possibly still. Yeah. He's in the mix.
Yep.
Jeez.
People who have Dusty.
Yep.
Is Dusty moving up? Now, Cal, you actually raised this earlier. Do you think that Dusty is more of a chance because he's got a couple of couple of those early Thursday night games for the loophole action?
That's the thing, though. You could loop Dusty on that first game, make him your vice captain, you give that double chance at it. But then you've got Titch, if you've got Titch, coming in behind that. So what does Dusty need for you to accept his score? He's going to need over 130.
He probably is, isn't he? Because, Titch had that 50-touch game versus Collingwood last year.
So Titch is going to be everyone's walk-up captain. You're paying for in the first week. I don't want to give Calvin's caps away too early. But, it's looking like he might be number one. Maybe.
I reckon.
Jeez. You're going all out of that one then, V8. So, yes, you'll just need to make sure that you're organised. We will be live on that Thursday night to help you out with your final team selections. But then remember, the full lockout won't be until the Friday night. Boys, just a real quick look at our iTunes reviews. You can give us iTunes reviews over there on your app and let us know what you think. And it's a couple of nice ones. Devin Smith, enough said.
Oh.
5 stars. So that means it's good.
Yep. Excellent.
So it's a positive thing. Thanks, Dilly. Informative, fun, and full of old mate banter, which is good.
Yeah, cool.
Always look forward to listening to the boys. Love the chemistry and banter. Thanks for your hard work, legends. Thanks to Benj79 for that one. So,
cheers, legend.
Yeah. That is good. All right, we need to probably go and have some sleep, lads.
Yeah, we do.
Because we're still catching up a little bit from the weekend.
Funny story, though, boys.
Yes.
When I was all day today, I didn't notice it yesterday, but all day today, I felt like a bit odd walking.
Walking
around.
What happened to you?
No, you know how you get, at one with your thongs? Mine just weren't feeling right. So we were sitting here, I've had a look. Dude, where's my heavy harness? I've worn the wrong thongs home. It's a different brand.
Are they bigger?
Similar sizing, slightly bigger.
Well, they're not Calvin's anything.
They're not. Who's got me thongs?
Oh, boy. All right, we'll catch you next week. See you later. If anyone sees Roy's thongs, send them in.